Hello.
Hi, is this Dante?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Paul. Dante, I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We were speaking before. The call got disconnected, but
my phone died. I tried saying, hey, my phone's dying, and then it went doo-doo-doo. I'm like, damn.
That's kind of what I thought, because when I called back, it went straight to voicemail, didn't ring a single time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I thought happened. So I think that, we didn't even get to the price, but you actually qualify for a significantly reduced rate. Our new business rate is 50% off the normal cost of the service. The best part about it, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at any point in time. As long as you keep the service, it's going to stay at that reduced price. It's really kind of like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies. We've been keeping our doors open. Lulu might have mentioned, December will be 20 years. We try to make it affordable, look long-term, keep our clients satisfied and keep them, using the service. So you'd actually see a savings of a little over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It would save you $300 each and every single month. It would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to exactly $299. There's no taxes or fees. There's no lead fees on top of that. The calls come to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. The website is going to be included. So we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, update it for you at no cost. There's also that, like I was saying before, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads, the retargeting ads. It is month to month. Certainly it's our job, though, to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. Is that something you think you might want for your business, help you grow your company?
Potentially. There was another company who called me earlier.
Okay.
But I didn't really like the way he handled situations.
Oh,
he kind of got irritating. I don't remember what he said. I think he said it was like, I don't know. I mean, he said 300 something, I think it was a month.
Okay.
But I don't know what, I forgot who he said he was with.
Okay.
Where's your company based out of?
So we're actually headquartered in California, the same as Google and, of course, Facebook or Meta. But our service area, because we're a Google partner, is all of the United States and even Canada. The name of the company is Local Splash. Like I said, we've been around for almost 20 years. We've got almost 1,000 reviews on Google. Our website's localsplash.com. I'm going to send out a message right now to the pricing page off of the website. So it's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So if you can, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there, who we are, the service we'd be providing for you, etc. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, hold on.
Sure.
Sorry, I was in the middle of doing I'll bring it up on my laptop. I'm on my laptop right now. I'm in the middle of pricing out a job right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
But I could multitask a little bit. So localsplash.com/SEO.
Correct, yeah. So you will be able to track your success, like I mentioned, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. There's a lot that you can do with it. Of course, you can see where your calls are coming from, how many calls you're getting, the search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches. You can also kind of manage and monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. We call it your client dashboard, so it's not just for tracking. And you'll have reviews. I mean, we are going to be creating, like I said, multiple directories that Google looks for. Most of those directories, whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook known to the public, or like Foursquare or any of the others that are not well known, some, I'd say most, allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews originate, they'll also repopulate right on your tracking system. So you'll you'll be able to request reviews or respond to reviews from that one place. Now, like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. I think that's a long time, you know, 20 years for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet, in almost two decades is a very long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it's month to month, but our clients do tend to keep the service long term. Now, you'll see below that blue tinted photo, it says Google Ads Partner. We are Google Partners. You can click on the box that says Google Partner. It's not just copy and paste it off the internet. It's not a dead link. It actually does go directly to google.com/partner, of course. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are, in fact, a Google Partner. Now, that makes all the difference in the world. Google regularly makes at least small changes to their PAC algorithm. They do share those changes with us, though, ahead of the time, so you'll always have the right content to keep you right in front of your competitors, right in that first page. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where people go, and that's what's going to get your phone ringing. It's going to help you grow your company. Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services for a different project and recommend you to their friends and family. Now, we're talking about the Platinum package. You'll see where it says SEO packages. $299 does reflect that 50% off of the $599, so you save $300 each and every single month. You'll see all of our packages come with a setup fee, but I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee, mostly because it's a young company, but also, I mean, I know you've got little ones, Lulu mentioned that, and I saw you were using, or at least you had, an Angie profile. I know that that's kind of a, well, it could be an expensive service, especially for your services, for roofing services.
Yeah, it seems all right. I don't know, some of the leads, it's like, I get charged like $70 for this one lead, and then I called the lady. She goes, "Oh no, I don't need any work right now. Oh, like why am I getting sent
$70
my number
for that?
I don't need any work then."
Right. Yeah. And then the next thing you'd want to do is call Angie and tell them what happened. And I've had enough business owners tell me that they don't give out refunds; they give out credits. So you just get another lead of equal value. And then you're in the same position where you try to call someone, they yell at you for calling, they already scheduled it with somebody else, or they might even waste your time, have you come out and talk to them in great detail, only to tell you, that's perfect, give me 3 months, I'm going to save up and call you when I'm ready. I mean, people use that service because they know they can get a bunch of estimates, and sometimes that's all they want. I hope you get jobs from it, though, but even if you end up loving it or hating it or more likely somewhere in between, having your phone ring directly, that's what's going to really help you to grow your company. And a lot of my clients that have a lead service, whether it's that one or like Thumbtack or any of the others, most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on those leads. They keep them paused or they shut them off even, maybe cap them at a lower amount. But what I was going to say is I know that that's an expensive service. You know, I haven't spoken with business owners even long before it was Angie Leads. It was Home Advisor by itself. And then even before that, it was called Service Magic, same exact company. So, like I said, I want to take $200 off of your setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, it would only attach to that very first month. And then every month after that, it's exactly $299. That's the other thing a lot of people complain about with a lead service is it depends on how many leads you get. It depends on how much it costs. It's hard to budget for. With this, it bills once a month on the same exact day for the exact same amount. In this case, it would be $299 after that one-time setup fee. Now, did you have any questions for me?
No. So I already have a free website that I got through.
What do you do?
But I never did anything. I didn't set it up. I didn't, and it's up to me to kind of create.
Through the Angie, you mean?
It went through. No. Through the company that I went through to get my LLC at what was it? Inc. Authority.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a lot of times when you do the LLC, they include a website, but it's basically on you to create
right.
it. Do you have a domain, though, that you like?
So, I believe I have a domain. I should probably go back and check. I honestly, since I just went through the Inc. Authority to get my LLC, and then, because it seems like they're like, oh, free EIN with blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Turns out I had to pay a bunch of fucking money anyway.
Okay.
Sorry for my language.
That's okay.
I had my Facebook page up and running. I managed that.
Right.
But on top of like doing estimates and going out doing jobs and messaging back customers, like I don't really have enough time in the day to design a website. I mean, Facebook's easy because I'm already on Facebook, so I just made a business page.
Right.
I send my pictures, before and after pictures of there, make posts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a website's different.
Right.
Yeah.
And it seems like you gotta be able to branch out and reach all customers. Some customers don't have Facebook. Some customers don't use cell phones. They use email. Some customers like websites. They don't use, you know, Facebook. Yeah. Blah 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 blah. So
this is gonna cover all of your bases. Like I said, we'll create multiple destinations and directories, even a Yelp listing and things like that. So really, if they go online, you know, if they're going anywhere online and they need your services and they're in your service area, they'll find you, they'll find your website, they'll find reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, as far as that service area goes, Lulu said about 50 miles. That's perfect for something like this. That platinum package is designed for 50 to 70 miles. So we can target in and around that. We don't just draw a circle around you, right? We're going to target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods, really focusing kind of even on the higher end residential clients. And of course, and if a small commercial job finds your way, that's okay too, right? As long as you're not in conflict.
I like the higher end. Some of these jobs, which I've been lucky. Since I've been in business, I've done, probably about a dozen jobs, and about half of them have been with the same two clients or customers. They see the work that I do, and they just keep adding more work. Like for instance, this one, which I don't mind it. I mean, if they're gonna keep paying, that's cool. I mean, I'll retire off their house. That's fine. You know what I mean? But so this one customer, they go, oh, can we get a roof estimate? So I went over there thinking I'm just doing one roof estimate. I ended up doing five different roofs on the property. I did their garage, their barn. I coated their camper.
Wow.
Did work on their house. And then did work on another. They bought like an old farm. So they had a bunch of buildings on there. I was there for probably, I don't know, a month or not.
Okay.
On and off a month.
Got it.
I mean, it was sweet because I got done with one job and they're like, oh, well, how about this? So, like, I kind of stayed at the same place for a while.
That's perfect.
So that was nice. But that also speaks as to what kind of work I do. Like, it's all the work I did. They liked it. And then they, you know, oh, hey, let's have them do this. And then, so it's been nice. So the more people I've reached and they see the work I do, We'll be able to grow quick, I think.
I think you will too, especially when you do quality work and the word gets out. And like you said, I mean, even that one or two of your customers really, you know, coming back and saying, hey, I've got this other project. And you do a lot, so you're going to see that a lot. You know, every time you go out and talk to a new client, whatever their original need is, you know, you're probably going to end up picking up extra work from them. And then, boy, once their friends come around and, oh, wow, look, you got a new roof. It looks amazing. And, oh, yeah, this guy does everything. In fact, you know, they might, you know, be even talking you up to their friends about another service that they know you can provide for them. So I think it's really going to help you. And, of course, it's all about getting a website out there. You know, not everybody uses a website, but you've got the Facebook page. You'll have the Facebook ads. You'll have the different directories and things like that. So, I mean, if they're in your area and they need to find someone who does what you do, as long as they go on some type of online platform, even if it's like the Yelp, right? I mean, you're still going to have that listing there too. So I think it's really going to get you out there. And like you said, you know, once the word spreads, once you start working with a few extra people that'll use your services again and recommend you to their friends, that's that new word of mouth chain, that entirely new traditional word of mouth chain that came from people finding you online, that's what's really going to help you. And so many people go online when they don't know what they're looking for, right? When they don't know who to call. That's going to help you get your foot in the door. And from there, you know, the sky's the limit.
Right. So, yeah, so the other day, just yesterday, I went and did, it was the first lead I had for Angie's, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, so, you know, how did you, come about, you know, looking for this job? He goes, oh, I went on Google and typed in roof repair near me, and then Angie's came up, and then Angie sent a lead out to me, but my name obviously wasn't on there for him to choose from. So I think if I was on Google and people said, hey, new roof install or roofing contractor near me, and I was able to be one of those listings where people can click right on there, click on my page, click on the pictures I can do and everything else, that would definitely help out. So my question is actually, now that I'm thinking about it, so I pay you the startup fee and then the $300 won't be due until the following month? Or is it will be a $400 fee up front?
Yeah, the second one. So it's the $299, it pays for the entire first month, and then the one-time setup fee only attaches to the first month. So it's kind of like your rent, you know, you pay on the first, you're good till the end of the month. Because we get everything started right away, keep in mind, Facebook ads are part of it. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in that $299. That's the original amount that is included in that $599 package. So even though I did cut the cost of the service in half, the Facebook ads are still intact at $100. And that goes a long way, right? I mean, they're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 clicks from people in that 50-mile radius that can use your services and learn about you from their Facebook page. Maybe they did a search on Google and they see you again on their Facebook page. So, I mean, there is that budget, that ad spend that comes out of there. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out your website, get everything up and running. So it does bill proactively. It would bill for today's date, the 6th, the $398 would be that first month with the $99 setup fee. Every month moving forward, it's exactly $299, no matter how long you keep the service. Even if you know, keep it long enough and become what we would consider an established business, you'd still be at that lower rate, the new business rate. I've been with the company, I might have mentioned, over 11 years. In that time, we have raised our prices 3 times. Now, I'm not saying we will raise our prices soon, but it may happen. But if it ever does happen, you won't see a price increase at all. You'll stay grandfathered in.
I'm locked in at the new business price,
exactly.
Whether I've been in business 5 years, 10 years, or 6 months.
Correct. Even if we raise our prices down the road, today's new in business rate is that $299. And again, like I said, I'm going to take $200 off of your setup fee. And that's a fixed rate, no matter how long you keep it. I mean, I've got clients, if I go all the way back to the beginning, it was $199. And then it went up to $249, and then it went up to $299. So I still have clients that started with me like 8, 9 years ago. They pay $199 for the same service. But, I mean, obviously... Obviously, they've been with it for a long time. We do that as loyalty. And, you know, at some point, we might even say, hey, you know, you've been with us for a long time. I mean, we have this sunsetted price. It's now our default friends and family rate. So there's still a $249 in our system for the same exact package. You know, at some point, if you're happy with the service down the road and say, hey, you know, I think I heard at some point that you've got a friends and family rate. Could you give me that reduced rate? If you're happy with the service, maybe 6 months down the road, they might even proactively reach out to you and say, hey, you know, we're going to drop it to $249, which was the price that we had. I think it was 2022, January 1st when that price went away. So it's been a while. But you'd be secured at that $299. That's the price that we've had for a couple of years, and it'd be the price that we'd have.
Another question is, so say I do it and you guys build the website and everything, and then I don't like the service the next month. I stop paying, tell you guys I don't want to do it. The website I have disappears, and also
no.
The listings on Google disappear?
That's a great question, because obviously, you know, it is a concern. If ever you decide to stop using the service, first of all, it's month to month and you can stop at any time. Any website needs to be hosted somewhere for someone to see it. We could simply host the website and provide no other services for you. Or if you wanted us to, we could transfer the domain over to you and you can have the site hosted somewhere else. Now, as far as the listings go, we always set them up with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access, that strict Google guideline. So it's always your listing. If you ever stop using the service, you just rescind our access and you still keep the listing. Now, as far as that goes and any of the other directories go, we don't take down anything out of spite. We don't mark you as permanently closed or anything like that. Like I said, we have to do things by Google's guidelines. But it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You can obviously stop pedaling for a while. You'll pick up some speed even for a bit, but eventually things will slow down, right? So if you stop using the service or if it's paused for more than 4 or 5 months at a time, you'll slowly see your placement trickle down, may even trickle off that first page over time. But as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, it's our job to keep you right on that first page. But if you ever do stop using the services, we don't take anything down, but obviously we would stop updating and optimizing things, and the Facebook ads would go away, of course, because that's part of the budget.
Sorry, I got two little ones. They're being a handful right now.
That's okay. I mean, I've got three kids close in age, but they're all a little older, but I remember what it was like when they were little, and it was
Yeah, so I have two under two right now, two boys.
Oh, boy. Gotcha.
Yeah, so the littlest one just pinched his finger in my desk drawer, so he was hollering.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so you were saying how if I didn't pay or say I didn't like the service, you guys could hand over me the domain and then what would go from there? I would have to pay like another company to host it, or I could.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you stop using our service and you want to take the domain with you, we transfer the domain over to you, and then you would have somebody else host that website for you. Or some of our clients do this, you know, especially once they've been established for a while. And well, I probably shouldn't even say this, but once you've been established for a while and you've got that steady stream of regular customers calling you back for another project and recommending you to their friends and things like that, you can't stop using the service, but just have us host your website. Host and make changes. I think it's like $29 a month. It's pretty reasonable considering that we'll still go in there and make changes and updates to your website, even if all we're doing is hosting it for you. So that's the other option. Instead of taking the website and having somebody else host it, we could simply keep it up and running on our server for that small hosting fee.
Okay. So what? So I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. So can you send me? I think she sent me, or maybe that was the other company. Can you send me examples of websites that you guys have?
Sure.
Roofing companies or no?
Yeah. No, I can. Yeah, I could definitely do that. I mean, obviously, we want you to see an idea of what you'd be looking at here, what we'd be able to do for you. I'm going to send out, and this is going to be a demo, meaning that you can click on the computer monitor screen, you can click on the tablet, you can click on the iPhone. So, of course, all of our websites are mobile optimized, so they'll reformat. They kind of stack on themselves for a smaller screen. In fact, if it's a tiny smartphone, it restacks on itself even more than if it was like a bigger phone, right? So I'll send that out to you. This is one of our examples of what your website could look like. It's just kind of a dummy website. Obviously, the 555 number is a dead giveaway. It's not a real active site, but you can see, you know, what you would be able to expect. Multiple pages, multiple tabs, any of the services that you want to be found for. Of course, there's a gallery and things like that. So I'll send that out to you along with the rest of the email that I'll send out to you. So that website example will be on there with the reduced pricing. Lulu never did get an email address from you.
Yeah, so my personal is, that's another thing. So I got, so with Ink Authority, they gave me an email address and a website, and I haven't done anything with it. I probably should, because I think on my Facebook page I put that on my email, but I've never even logged into that email. So my personal email that I, you know, that I, it's not my business email, but whatever, is Windsor, W-I, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right, W-I-N-D-S-O-R, S as in Frank, B as in boy, 54 at Gmail. So it's Windsor, FB54 at Gmail, like Windsor football.
Gotcha.
Windsor FB54 at Gmail.
At gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to send that email right out to you right now. And did you still have up that the link that I sent out to you before?
So I didn't click on the link on my phone. I typed in I'm on the laptop.
I gotcha.
Where it's showing me the pro plan, the premium,
right.
The platinum premier, and the idea.
Yeah. So what I was able to do here, that platinum package typically does come with a landing page, which is like a one-page website. But we see higher conversions with the custom website. We call it the My Site. You can see that on the very far one, the ideal package. I was able to upgrade the landing page to that custom website, that My Site. So that's actually going to be a much higher conversion rate. It's going to be, you know, pretty much exactly what everyone's looking for. And like I said, it is a demo, but it's going to be everything for your business. Obviously, if you've got a logo, we'll use it. If you've got like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And, of course, we'll talk to you in detail about all of the services you want to provide and where you want to be found. I did send that email out to you, and there's in about the middle of it, it says website demo. So you can click on it, and then there's at the top of it, it'll give you the option of whether you want to see what it looks like on a computer monitor, a tablet, or a smartphone. You can click on any of those icons up at the top, and then it would take you to how that website would render on an increasingly smaller screen. If you don't see it, it should pop up on in your junk folder, your promotional folder, since we've not corresponded before.
Sorry, I got a lot going on. My freaking oldest is got sick all of a sudden. I don't know what it's a sick night right now.
Yeah, that's never fun. Gosh, your heart just breaks when your kids are sick.
So I'm clicking on your website now. I didn't hear like the last couple minutes of what you said.
That's okay. I was just saying that your website is going to stack on itself for a smaller screen if it's a smartphone and things like that, which it most likely would be. And you'll see there's no pinching or scrolling or sliding left and right. It's just that downward scroll, which is what Google wants to see because it's what customers want to see. So it's Google compliant. It's mobile optimized. It's definitely conversion driven. Now the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site is included at no cost. And some of our clients actually love that they can get in there and make changes to their site on their own, meaning through your tracking system, you can upload photos for yourself. You can make content changes. You can offer like a senior discount, military discount, a holiday special, or 10% off of repair or whatever it might be, right? You can make those changes yourself on the website. A lot of our clients do love that. I'd say the vast majority of our clients, though, just want us to kind of do it all on our own. And we do. Of course, we do. And there's no cost for that. Whether we make the changes to your website or if you make the changes, it's still the same cost. No, zero cost. Flat rate of $299. Straightforward, simple pricing that stays with you as long as you keep the service.
All right. And so I will be, so if I do go through with this, my name will be one of the top searches there. Like, say they do roofing repair near me, I'll be one of the top, or is it based on, like, how do you get to the top, one of the top searches? Is it,
You will be one of the options on the first page. Now, it's not possible for me to say you'll be in the first spot, the second spot, the third spot, because it does depend on what someone types in. They might type in roofing contractor near me. They might type in residential roofer near me. Your placement's going to vary just a little bit depending on what they type in. But Google's been doing it for a long time, and there's really almost no difference. In fact, sometimes it's the third and fourth spot that sees more traction than the top one, right? But as long as you're on that first page as one of those options for all of your services and keywords, you'll definitely get phone calls.
Okay, and then when it comes to keywords and what kind of services I offer, so I kind of give you guys a description of services and you guys list that, and then those will be the keywords that someone can type and I'll pop up.
Yeah, exactly. So we do what's called a client interview. It's just like it sounds. We talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, how you want your website to look. So we'll generate, we'll do the keyword research. We'll generate a list of what we think people will type in. You can say, hey, I love it. Let's roll with it. Or, oh, can you add this one? Or, I don't like that one. Can you get rid of it? And, of course, it's ever evolving. If you know, maybe the seasons change or focus shifts or you want to add a specific service, we can always add additional keywords and search phrases to the content that we create. And you're exactly right. When we create that content, it's called a search engine. Google and Bing are search engines, not because consumers like ourselves search on it, but when we do a query or a search, the search engines search the content that's online. So in an instant, Google is going to search the content that's related to that particular person's search, and as long as they're in your service area searching for a service that we've created content for, your business and your website will pop up.
All right. I'm definitely willing to check it out or try it out, because realistically speaking, I paid more than the monthly fee on leads already just today from Angie's.
Oh, wow.
Just today I spent like $300 on leads.
Yeah, leads aren't cheap. The leads aren't cheap for sure. And it's hard to budget for.
I pulled up this one job to do an estimate on gutters, and there was already another company there doing estimate on gutters.
Wow, yeah.
Because this guy was in on Angie's and then had, you know, two people come there. So,
right.
So you got
to
fight
over. That's not what you want. You know, you don't want to be chasing the work. You don't want to be chasing down that same potential customer. Sometimes they want the cheapest guy. And unfortunately, there might be some unlicensed contractor lowballing everybody, saying, oh, I can do it for less. And then people are like,
yeah, and the job looks like shit afterwards.
Exactly. And you might end up getting that call saying, yeah, well, I need to have repaired what was repaired. And then, you know, then you just got to start all over and do it the right way.
And then I'll charge them a grand because they should have went with me the first time.
Exactly, right. But I mean, headache, hassle, frustration, dealing with a potential customer who's expecting to speak with other contractors in the area, and of course with those lead fees being as expensive as they are, and just the unpredictability of how much it's going to be each week or every couple of weeks, I mean, it's hard to budget for. Whether you end up loving it or hating it, a lot of my clients, like I said, will keep their leads paused more often once we get their phone ringing. And a lot of my clients love that it's a flat rate. And, of course, calls come to you. So instead of chasing down that same potential customer that is being chased down as well by a couple of your competitors, people are chasing you down. People are calling you. They'll see the website, that professional site that we'll build for you. They'll say, hey, it looks like you do roofing repair. I know I can see a couple of loose shingles or whatever it is. And then you go out there. You got your foot in the door. You got a conversation started with a new customer. And then once you provide that quality work and they love it, you know, I mean, you know, they're probably already going to know from the website that you do a lot more than just that, whatever that was that they needed to hire you for. So I really think you're going to love it. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the one you want on your website?
Yes, this is going to be, I'm actually going to get a new phone for my personal.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to keep this number as my business phone.
As your business number, perfect. And obviously it's a smartphone. You can receive a text on it. Like I said, most of the time you simply get calls directly to you. If someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get the email as well as the text message. Your business is going to be service-based, meaning that we're not going to list a physical street address, right? No customers come to you. There's not like a brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want customers to find for your company online?
At the moment, no. I operate out of my home. I'm actually, within the next year or so, I told myself I want to buy a piece of land and, you know, build a little garage or somewhere for
nice.
Home base.
Nice.
That's my goal, so.
Perfect. So for now, we're just going to list your city and state, not a zip code even, and certainly not that street address.
So I have a post office box that I use for my business.
Okay.
If someone were to ever send me something.
Okay.
Or I don't know what they would send me, but I do have a post office box for that purpose.
Okay, perfect. So Google wants to know for sure, since we're talking about the local map, that the businesses listed there are, in fact, local businesses. So Google won't let us verify a post office box or a personal mailbox because that could be rented by someone out of town. Obviously, they know that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and they wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your door and knock on it any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So like I said, you'll just be listed for now anyway, city and state, not a zip code and not that street address. The Angie's profile that Lulu attached here, and I think she found it when she was looking for your website, it's got 33 Chapel Street. Is that your home?
Yeah, that's my home address. Yeah, I don't want that on there.
Yeah, no, for sure that address won't be there. You're just going to be listed Windsor, not even the zip code. Oh, and then Lulu never did get your last name. Is it like the business name?
Pulse. Pulse. So my business name is Pulse Boys, and that's my last name is Pulse, P-U-L-T-Z.
I thought so. Didn't want to assume, though. And then Dante, is that D-A-N-T-E?
Yep, correct.
Okay. Perfect. So I've got all that. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One would be to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, we call it your client interview. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And the other thing that I'll do here before I get you off the phone, this is required of us because we're Google partners. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification, Dante. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed rate that will never go up, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee, that we went with the website upgrade, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. Now, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah. So what do you think we'll be able to do? You think you'll be able to slide in the friends and family discount for me or what?
Ah, I was thinking they might do that later on down the line. Well, shoot, let me just
If you can do that for me up front, I will go with it.
I'll do it. I'd rather ask for forgiveness later than permission now, but it is in our system.
I live by that model, though.
That's the only way to go. All right. So it's going to be, I'll put that in the notes here, and it's going to be in the voice verification. So it's going to be $249. So that makes the first month $348, not $398. It'll be $340. Save you $50 every month. So it's going to be $249 as the friends and family. So let me get
Lunch
that.
Money, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? That's perfect. Let me get that voice verification set up then. All right. Reads as follows.
And plus, this is going to be a write-off.
You're right. Absolutely. The cost of doing business. Absolutely, and a lot of business owners forget about that. So it's going to make you money, it's going to save you money, it's going to save you headache, hassle, and frustration. Honestly, I don't think you're going to need to continue with the Angies once we get your phone ringing. Now, the voice verification, like I said, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Dante, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Pulse Boys Roofing and Construction.
And that's exactly how I have that. And the and is the ampersand, the symbol for the word, not A-N-D, spelled out perfect. That's how
correct.
I have it.
Correct.
And then, Dante, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Dante Pulse, owner of Pulse Boys Roofing and Construction.
Okay. And as the owner, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you'll be using for our services, Dante, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Dante. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct. Agree.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. And then equally or maybe even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Dante, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Perfect. We'll actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business, at least not at this point, since customers are not coming to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know, so we'll make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, in fact, reducing the subscription down to the now friends and family rate of $249, with the setup fee reduced, with the website upgrade included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 6th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348. And that $348, again, is the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. There's no hidden charges or percentage of your profits or anything like that. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no cost. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, conversion-driven, custom website, what we call our My House, our My Site internally. That is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month at the further reduced rate of $249. So moving forward, it will be exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. You end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Dante, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dante, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah, so one question. So if I pause, that will take my listing off of Google?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't come off. If you're paused for like more than 3 or 4 months, your placement might start to slowly drift down a little bit, but it doesn't take anything off. But obviously, you know, if we're paused, everything's paused. We don't get in there and update and activate anything for you. We don't put in the blog posts and things like that that we would normally be doing. And the Facebook ads would stop because obviously the Facebook ads are coming out of that $249 monthly budget, but you're not going to see your listing fall off when it's paused.
So, one more question. So when it comes to Facebook ads, you guys kind of create an ad and it will be broadcasted on random people's, like, news feeds, that type of thing?
It does that, and it does also retarget someone in the area that already did a search for one of the keywords or search phrases that you provide.
Gotcha. Because I have seen other businesses, for instance, my cousin owns a bar locally, and not that I search his page or search bars on Google, but sometimes it will say sponsored ad, and that's kind of like similar what would happen with my web page.
Exactly. Yeah, correct. And when people are on their Facebook page just in their downtime and they see your website, they see the ads that we run for you, they might start thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I do have a project, and let me look at his website. And, you know, it's just another way for people to find you, know that you're in the area providing the services that they're looking for.
All right. And in that, so since I have an existing Facebook page, you guys would create an ad, and then it would direct people to my page, correct?
No, that's exactly how it would work. You already do have a business Facebook page. We would use that, and you can traffic, or you can monitor the traffic through your existing web, your Facebook page.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So let me pull up that client interview calendar.
One other question.
Sure, of course.
Is there a, say I don't really like how the service is going, do you guys have like a money back thing or anything like that, or no? It's kind of like you kind of pay for the month, and if you don't like it, just don't do it next month, or do you guys have like a...
Yeah, I mean, it is month to month. I mean, obviously, you know, our job is to make you happy. I mean, it takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out your website. We'll make changes on the fly before we go live with it, but even after it's live, we'll make changes for you. And of course the Facebook ads are up and running right away. So we do get everything started right away. No one can get you on that first page of Google faster than a Google partner. And most Google partners don't even have the experience that we have. Like I said, we started in 2004. So we'll definitely, make sure that we get you the service that you're looking for. I think you'll be pretty pleased.
All right. And isn't that about when Google started? Do you guys partner with them like as soon as they started?
They didn't start a partnership program until very late. The partnership program was actually designed to help businesses get a higher return on investment with Google Ads, what most people call AdWords or pay-per-click. That's something we still can do. It's, in fact, like I said, the reason behind the partnership program, because the product that Google offers to the public is called AdWords Express or Google Ads Express. It sounds fast and efficient, but it really refers to the fact that it's kind of a truncated or abbreviated version, kind of set it and forget it. There's a lot of boilerplate ads. It's not professionally managed, really. So Google started a partnership program to help businesses see a higher return on investment with the Google paid ads. That's something we could do. Google raised the minimum required ad spend from $100 a month to $300 a month because Google ads are about $5, $10, or maybe even $15 per click. So for your services just starting out, I think the local SEO with the Facebook ads is ideal for you. But that's actually why Google started the partnership program. Even though we wouldn't necessarily be jumping in with both feet and doing Google paid ads right now, there's still a huge benefit to working with a Google partner. Like I said, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. But yeah, it's just kind of a coincidence that we started around the same time as Google, but that partnership program is much more recent.
All right.
Okay. Now that card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
So the card, so I haven't opened a business account yet. I probably should have already. Okay. I have two bank accounts. I kind of run one with my business and one my personal. Like I get my my personal checks from work because I still am an active member of the Roofers Union.
Yeah, I saw that. We'll put that in the notes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can always update the information at any time. You can either go in through your client dashboard and update billing information on your own, or you can just give us a call and say, hey, I have a business credit card that I want to use moving forward, and we would update it for you.
All right, yeah. So for the first payment, it will probably go under one of my personal cards. So my name is on the account.
On this particular card, is it just first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
First and last name.
Okay. MasterCard, Visa, American Express.
I believe it's Visa. Let me grab my wallet.
Sure.
Or maybe it's MasterCard. Hold on. It is. Grab one. It is Visa.
Okay. Visa should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Actually,
yep. So four. Are you ready for the number?
I am ready for you.
4326-7200.
Okay.
3352.
Mm-hmm.
6205.
And then the expiration month and year?
Sorry, back to what you said before. It's Dante A for Aaron as the middle initial A, Pulp.
Okay.
So it's Dante A, Pulp.
All right. And then the expiration month and year?
0628.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
502.
502. Okay, 502 on the back. I've got June or 06 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 43-26-72-00-33-52-6205?
Correct.
And Dante with the middle initial of A on that particular card. And was that billing at the 33 Chapel Street, 13865? Okay, perfect.
Correct.
So, yep. In about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
If you send it to the email, it should be all right. So I'll be able to print that off and put it with the rest of my receipt, correct?
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so our automated system will send that to you in just a second here. It's going to take a little bit of an adjustment on my end to put in that friends and family rate. So my system's slow. There we go.
Appreciate that.
But, yeah, not a problem. No, I'm happy to do it. I'll probably have to tell my supervisor what happened, but that's okay. I'll just say
yeah, tell him, hey, man, he was going to bail if we didn't do it.
I'll tell him that. I'll tell him he loved Lulu so much. They were friends before the call even got to me. I had to do it.
Yeah, hey, we and Lulu go way back.
Yeah.
About like 2 hours ago.
It was a while ago, yeah. She messaged me at the end of the day. She says, he might be done working. You want to give him a call? And I says, yeah, because I said, I think the phone died. You know, I called him back, and it just went straight to voicemail.
I was just wrapping up the job, too, and then I was, you know, trying to wrap up, and then, you know, if you heard me, I was banging on a hammer trying to nail my glue bucket down. So as soon as this starts, you guys instantly start the Facebook ads. Do you need, like, a link to my Facebook page, or how does all that work?
So yeah, we're gonna kind of create the ads and things like that. We'll run the ads by you. They always want us to say 7 to 10 business days before your Facebook ads are actually up and running, but that really never happens. It's like 4 or 5 business days usually. But we will do your client interview first, and then of course that'll help us to create all the content that's going to get you on that first page, help us create the Facebook ads as well. Get in here. Here's where I can adjust the price.
So let me ask you this. Do you guys just kind of go on Angie's List? Do you guys have access to Angie's List and people on there, and you kind of just like hunt them down and try to recruit them, or what?
No. So what happens, and what happened here, when positions become available, our inventory department provides to our mapping coordinators a list of pre-qualified candidates. So when the listing itself becomes available, we try to find someone that is in the area providing those services, has some type of online presence, no bad reviews, but is definitely not already on that first page. So it might have been, okay, I have to make sure it stays moving forward at 249. It might have been the Facebook page, or maybe even when you registered the business or anything like that. So it could have been any number of things that actually kind of made it hit our radar, so to speak, why they reached out to you, or why you made it onto that short list. It might have been, you know, a Yelp listing, or maybe it even was the Angie's, but I just don't know for sure.
Right, and it was kind of weird how Angie's found me. I was driving home from the supply house on my way to a job, and I get a number call from, like, Texas, or I don't remember where it came from, and it was Angie's, and I was like, how did you guys find my number? You know what I mean? And then I guess he was telling me how they have a team of people once they have, like, a surplus of jobs and not enough contractors.
Okay.
They have a team that kind of searches the internet and searches different various things for contractors in that area to try to recruit them or, you know.
Okay.
So I never personally, like, went to Angie's. It was kind of weird because the day before I got the call, I was listening to the radio because I always got my radio at work. I mean, I can't work without a radio. So, and I was like, yo, Angie's commercials were going on, and I was like, oh, you know, that might be a good option, you know, get on Angie's List and whatever. And then the next day I get a call from Angie's. I was like, well, that's fucking weird. Who's listening to my thoughts?
That's interesting. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering how that worked. I was wondering if everyone contacts Angie, or if Angie ever reaches out proactively to business.
Yeah, they reached out to me, so, because I was questioning, but I go, well, how did you get my number? I mean, you know, I got my Facebook page, but I don't just give my number out. I didn't even have my business cards done or anything, so I was like, a little skeptical about it, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He informed me how they have a team of people who go out and kind of scour the internet, scour Facebook in the area of the places where they need jobs.
Right.
So
it's
kind of cool. I'm not mad about it. I just went and did 5 estimates just today.
Yeah.
I landed 1 job already.
That's good. Even that one job, I mean, if that's the only job you get, I mean, that might turn into other workers with that one customer.
I paid like $350 in leads, and the one job I landed, well, I also haven't done the other estimates yet. Like I said, I was on the phone with you earlier to complete some of the estimates. I went and measured the jobs out, but, you know, I got it priced materials, priced labor, blah, 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 blah. So 1 out of 5 I landed already. It was a chimney repair. I quoted the guy at 500.
Okay.
It's probably going to take me it's going to take me more time to unload my ladder and set it up than it is to do the repair.
Right.
So I got my money back as far as the paying for the leads for today. But so if I land one other job, I won't be mad. You know?
Right. Yeah, and hopefully you will, you know. It's a well-made lead service, but, I mean, like I said, you don't have to stop if you still like it enough to keep doing it, and it, you know, brings
you
more jobs
for you.
You
can set a monthly budget, and they don't have any minimum, so I could set my budget to, you know, $100, and they'll send me probably fucking three leads, you know? So it's not like I'm paying, and they first set me up, they're like, oh, we're going to set your budget at $1,000 a month. I'm like, whoa, dude, who the fuck told you I have $1,000 to spend every month? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
but, I mean, I have been doing good. Like I said, I honestly have been doing better than I thought I was going to do. I've been staying pretty busy, staying pretty, my wallet's been staying, you know, full, so to speak. So it's been,